This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A word here about the stock market. These words, actually, in this order. The stock market is not the economy, and the economy is not the stock market. I say that, well, I say it all the time, but I say it now because of what's going to happen in this economy with the tax bill soon to be law. Companies, as you know, are going to see their statutory tax rate go from 35% to 21%. More money in their coffers, that is, which they are going to do what with? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has today's stock market caveat.
The big corporate tax cuts in the Republican bill would significantly boost balance sheets. Proponents predict companies will pump a lot of that money into new machines and higher wages.
These firms are not cash-strapped for investment they want to do in the United States.
Martin Sullivan at Tax Analysts predicts that instead,
the increased cash flow most likely will end up in share repurchases and distributions of dividends.
Meaning more money in the hands of shareholders, and likely a boost to stock prices overall. So Wall Street becomes a major mechanism for distributing the corporate tax windfall, which would help a lot of Americans, right? Not really, says economist Kimberly Clausing at Reed College.
What's more likely is it's really just going to fill the pockets of shareholders who are going to have even more wealth.
Clausing says the top 5% of taxpayers get 68% of dividend income and 87% of long-term capital gains. Only about 14% of Americans own stock directly, says NYU economist Edward Wolfe. About 40% have an investment in the market through a 401k-type retirement account, but, says Wolfe,
people who have these retirement accounts can't really touch the gains until they retire, so it doesn't really affect their current consumption or even their current well-being.
And roughly half of American households hold no stock at all. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.